A team of investigators from the International Atomic Energy Agency is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, trying to recover two containers of highly radioactive material. The agency was alerted to the presence of the nuclear objects in December. They were discovered by two men looking for firewood in the forest near Abkhazia. Abel Gonzalez is the director of the Division of Radiation and Waste Safety for the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Well, these are two radioactive sources with a lot of radioactivity, each one of them. They are composed of strontium-90. They are in a ceramic form, and we presume that they were part of some thermoelectric generators that were used in the old time in the Soviet Union. For some reasons, these two sources are NEC, meaning that they have not a shielding around it. Therefore, the recovery is not simple. They require a special operation, and our team is in this moment there working with the Georgian counterparts, and I hope that in the next days we will be able to recover the sources.
How big are these two containers?
It's around 10 centimeters by 15 centimeters each. Therefore, the size is not very big, but the radioactivity is very, very big.
You know exactly where these two containers are?
Where they are located, yes, but it's in a very, very remote area. And the problem is to arrive to this place in winter with the necessary trucks, the shieldings, the telemanipulators for controlling the source. It's a big, big operative.
Could someone get to these containers before you do? And if they did, what could happen to them?
Well, you know that people working in science, we like to work on facts, not on speculations. But let me say the following. First of all, to arrive there is not so easy. It's difficult for us. It will be very difficult for whoever else. We will have even less resources than us. Now, if the sources are recovered, first of all, the perpetrators or whoever tried to pick up the source probably will have very serious injuries. If you are in near contact with these sources for a relatively short period of time, the people will be burned and they will probably die.
What are they doing there in the first place?
Well, again, this is an even bigger speculation than the first one. I have no idea. But let me say that this is not the first time that this happened. We found these same type of sources in Georgia before, and we recovered them. But they were in a much easier location.
What happened to the two men that found these things?
Well, they are in not very good conditions. In fact, there were three persons, but two of them were in near contact with the source. In this moment, they are interned in Tbilisi, and frankly speaking, there is a lot of effort to try to save their life.
Radiation burns, is that what they're suffering from?
Yes, yeah, very serious radiation burn.
Abel Gonzalez, thank you very much.
Thank you for your attention. Bye-bye.
Abel Gonzalez is the Director of Radiation Safety for the International Atomic Energy Agency. He joined us from the agency's office in Vienna.